From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama in Chicago today, where he's hosting dozens of world leaders at a NATO summit. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the president is looking for a long-term commitment from the allies for Afghanistan.
This is a particularly large NATO summit. Not only are the 28 allies in attendance, but nearly two dozen other nations that have also been involved in Afghanistan are here in Chicago. The summit is about how to withdraw from Afghanistan and how to ensure there is an ongoing commitment to the country once the bulk of combat troops depart at the end of 2014. The U.S. has already signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, which pledges support until at least 2024. President Obama is expected to reaffirm that commitment during his first bilateral meeting of the day with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. The Obama administration is looking for long-term commitments from the other nations. It may be a hard sell. The European debt crisis has left many NATO allies short on cash. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.
As NATO leaders get down to business in Chicago, police are gearing up for a big demonstration today. Protest leaders are promising a large turnout. Most of the demonstrations ahead of the summit have remained largely peaceful, but there have been some tense moments. There have been fewer than two dozen arrests, but three protesters are facing terrorism charges. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says the three are accused of targeting President Obama's campaign headquarters and Mayor Rahm Emanuel's house.
Those targets were both referencing conversations as potential targets for some sort of act.
Right. A violent act or just some kind of protest action?
Well, they weren't going to trick or treat, let's put it that way.
McCarthy says police will be ready with quick but targeted arrests of any demonstrators who may turn violent today. Chinese legal activist Chengguan Cheng is in the United States after the Chinese government and the State Department reached an agreement permitting him to travel this weekend. From member station WNYC, Mark Garber reports on his arrival in New York.
Chen and his wife and two sons landed at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey yesterday. He had been hurriedly taken from a Chinese hospital hours earlier and put on a plane after authorities told him to prepare to leave. The family traveled from the airport to his temporary home in New York University faculty housing in New York City. On crutches, his right leg in a cast, Chen addressed a cheering crowd through a translator.
I hope everybody works with me to promote justice and fairness in China. Thank you, everyone.
Chen will study law at NYU, but before that, he says, he's planning to spend time recuperating. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
At least four people are reported dead after a strong earthquake hit northern Italy today. Rescuers searching through the rubble for people who may have been buried. You're listening to NPR News. Rain from Tropical Storm Alberto is falling along the coast of South Carolina today. Forecasters have put up a tropical storm watch for the coast, and forecasters warn there could be heavy surf. Alberto is the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which does not officially begin until the 1st of June. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Alberto is about 100 miles southeast of Charleston, South Carolina right now. Horse racing could end up with a Triple Crown winner this year. Art Buest of member station WYPR in Baltimore reports Al Have Another's victory in the Preakness Stakes is turning skeptics into believers.
In 135 years, only 11 horses have managed to win the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. I'll Have Another won the first two jewels with stunning victories coming from behind in the final yards. In the Preakness, he beat Bodemeister by a neck. Jockey Mario Gutierrez and trainer Doug O'Neill had never been to any of the Triple Crown races before this year. With an unusually early arrival at Pimlico for the Preakness, trainer O'Neill made himself known around Baltimore, including throwing out the first pitch at an Orioles game. I'll Have Another will be in New York soon for the Belmont, and O'Neill plans to get familiar with the Big Apple.
I would love the opportunity to do cool things in New York if we can.
The Belmont Stakes will be run in 3 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Art Buest in Baltimore.
People in parts of East Asia and the western United States are awaiting a rare ring of fire solar eclipse. Such eclipses occur when the moon slides across the sun, blocking all but a halo of light. Early risers in parts of China, Taiwan, and Japan will get the best view, weather permitting, at around dawn tomorrow. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.